News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.
Joining me now in studio to talk through some of the other stories you have missed this morning is Unpust CEO David McRedmond. David, lovely to see you this morning.
Kira.
We're going to talk about the meeting between Donald Trump and Xi Jinping, which is happening in Beijing at the moment. And I suppose the idea that this is a really high stakes bilateral between those two parties is heightened by the fact that we have a headline on the front of the Irish Times this morning warning about worst case scenario if the Strait of Hormuz doesn't open and inflation reaching 7%. So these talks are really important.
They are really important. But in a sense, it's not necessarily a meeting of two equals. They're going in different directions. A friend of mine keeps saying, China's won. You know, in this world of trade wars and trade imbalances and productivity, and China has won. China is, just look at the new car brands coming from China, 3, 4, 5 car brands. Look at Temu, look at Shein, look at the amount of goods coming into the EU. China is just extraordinary in terms of what it's achieved with its economy and how it's developing. And you know, it's certainly, you're seeing reactions in the EU Commission. The Commission is trying to bring in rules to reduce the amount of goods coming in from China. That's certainly the direction the EU is looking at, not even looking at the US. So I'm not sure it's even a meeting of equals now. And I know Xi Jinping didn't meet Donald Trump at the airport, and those things are important in China. So somebody else said, Janan Ganesh from the Financial Times, he said, look, China's learned from the mistakes that Putin made in Russia invading Ukraine, and probably now Trump in the war with Iran. They're not going to start stupid wars. They're not doing stupid things. And they seem to be managing their economy pretty well.
And it's interesting to see the line coming out of those bilaterals this morning is all about Taiwan. That is the line that China is pushing here. That is the leverage that they have. We might do something for you in Iran. We might try and exert whatever influence we have, but we're going to get something back for it.
And if you think of, like, what has been the largest takeover of a country, you know, in our time, and you'd look at China and Hong Kong. Now, of course, it was a complex history and there was a treaty and there was a lease and all of those things. Nonetheless, here was the great Western country in the East, Hong Kong, and China negotiated its way to taking over Hong Kong. You know, they will play the long game, and they know how to do it.
I just want to ask you about a story on the front of the Irish Examiner this morning involving drones, right? And there's always controversy, particularly among local residents, local businesses, about the use of drones, delivery drones. What has happened in Cork?
Well, there's a brilliant company, really a world-leading company called Manna, which was set up by Bobby Healy, a serial Irish entrepreneur. And it's been in Dublin and they've been testing for a few years in Blanchardstown.
And you'll have seen them if you're out in that shopping centre.
You see them there. And really is a world leader in terms of experimenting with delivery via drones. They've now opened in Cork and they were blocked from opening and now they've been unblocked from opening in Cork. I think what's really interesting is that this is slightly aligned with Ireland being a leader in aviation, a leader in certain industries. It's really interesting to see how this develops. I mean, in a long list of my failures as I leave on post will be that I didn't do a deal with Bobby Healy and certainly the new CEO. The first thing I'd do is I'd get a meeting with Bobby Healy and talk about drone delivery for
Unpust. Well, that was going to be my next question for you. What role do you think drone delivery is going to play in terms of delivering our ordinary mail on a daily basis here in Ireland?
I think at the moment it's limited. It's limited. It's noisy. They'll argue it isn't, but it is noisy. It's also expensive, and it is and it has certain weight limitations. But you know what? Drones were just a fantasy 5 years ago. I mean, in a darker way, look at what drones are doing for Ukraine in the war with Russia. So, you know, drone technology is moving on very fast. So I think it will play a real part, particularly in congested cities and also remote areas like islands. I did do an experiment in the past number of years ago to do drone delivery to an island. And, you know, I'd love to see that picked up more. And I think there's definitely an opportunity. I don't think it's going to be mainstream. You know, we are delivering 2 million parcels a week at the moment, you know, up to 4 million parcels at Christmas.
That's a lot of drone activity.
That would be a lot of activity. And you're not going to get your trampoline delivered by drone at the moment. But who knows?
I want to just look at a final story here, David, which caught our eye in the team this morning. I don't know about you, but I'm a bit of a wuss when it comes to going to the dentist. But the Neanderthals seem to have had a pretty unique way of dealing with painful cavities. And I think it's fair to say a very high pain threshold.
Yeah, well, look, it's you know, it's a kind of shock horror story. It turns out Fred Flintstone had a brain. You know, Fred Flintstone was a dentist. They're saying they found Neanderthal remains and they found a tooth that had been drilled into and using some form of stone drill. And maybe there's, you know, and some people like homeopathy, maybe there's an opportunity for a Neanderthal dentistry clinic using natural methods. I'm not sure it will take off, but
no, I'm pretty sure it won't, because you need to take a look at this photograph, folks, if you get a chance this morning. It's not a small hole. It is a crater that has been drilled in this poor caveman's tooth with nothing but a bit of stone, it would appear.
Well, I love Lydia Zotkina, who should be noted because she did this, made this discovery in Russia. And she says, now every time I go to the dentist, I think about that guy. And I think that's good to get a bit spicy about Neanderthal man.
David McRedmond, on that note, we will leave it there. Thanks for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.